three-part Miller test. Just out of curiosity, by show of hands, who in here knows the three parts of the Miller test? So we got about 6-7 hands. So I'd say it is a little bit more complicated than that, because if the average individual doesn't know what that standard is, it doesn't really work. But for those of you guys that don't know, the three parts of the Miller test are whether the material appeals to the average person's prudent interest. It's whether the material depicted is in sexual conduct in a patently offensive way, or whether the material lacks serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value. I would argue that we could all argue different points on every piece of information on whether or not that qualifies. There lies in the problem. Because if I'm a librarian and I think it passes my Miller test, but a parent doesn't feel like it does theirs, you just said let's lock a teacher or principal up to a year. And if you say we're not going to lock them up for a year, then why does it need to say in the law that we're going to lock them up for a year?